This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 423 for Friday, June 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is holding on to small gains Friday morning, although activity is choppy, with prices well off the highs hit overnight. Canola is steady to up $2, July up 80 cents at $464.40 per ton. New crop November unchanged at $470.80 per ton. Advances in Chicago soy oil did provide spillover support, with bullish technical signals also keeping speculators on the buy side ahead of the weekend. However, strength in the Canadian dollar did weigh on values, with the currency jumping up on some surprisingly positive jobs data. Soybeans also retreated from gains to move a bit lower. Weather conditions remain relatively benign across most of Western Canada, although recent rainfall continues to slow seeding operations in northern Alberta, while southern regions of the prairies could use more moisture. In Chicago, activity is mixed this morning, with the bias turning lower in most of the grains and oilseeds. The July soybean contract, it's down 2 cents at $8.66 per bushel. The USDA did announce some private export sales of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, with the business likely headed to China. Strength in the Brazilian real was also starting to make Brazilian beans a bit less attractive for international buyers. However, good Midwestern weather did keep a lid on any upside in beans. Corn, it's trading both sides of unchanged. July up a penny now at 329 and three quarters per bushel. A lack of significant farmer selling was a bit supportive, although the good U.S. crop prospects tempered any upside potential, with losses in wheat also spilling over to weigh on corn. The July contract, trading at about 330 per bushel. Wheat, it's lower, retreating from overnight gains after running into chart resistance. Speculative positioning is a feature there. Chicago wheat down 7 cents in July at 517 per bushel. Kansas City, 5 cents lower in July at 467 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's down 6 cents in the July contract at 520 per bushel. However, dryness concerns in Europe and the Black Sea region did provide some underlying support, limiting the losses to some extent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.